Today is Monday, August 4th, 2014. I'm interviewing Joan Newsom. She's 68, born on February 5th, 1946. My name is Aurelia, and Joe is my grandma. She will be sharing to us things about her childhood. So, Joe, what was your favorite candy when you were a child?
I think my favorite candy when I was a child is one of the most favorite things still today, Snickers candy bars.
I like those two a lot.
They are wonderful.
They really are. What was your favorite toy?
Probably a doll or multiple dolls, because I enjoyed playing with dolls when I was a child growing up. And you want to remember, I grew up in a time frame where toys were totally different than they are today. Number one, there weren't nearly as many, and they were more hands-on in a sense of you doing everything that the toy did and then using it in a creative sense rather than pushing buttons and having to interact that way.
Yeah, times have really changed. Did you have a favorite game to play with your friends, or board game, or just like things like hopscotch or something?
I enjoyed hopscotch, but probably my favorite growing up, which I grew up on a farm, so friends were not close by that I could play with. But when people came over that had children that were about the same age, a lot of times we'd be outside playing hide and seek, and that was always fun because it didn't take much equipment and didn't take a whole lot of imagination.
Everyone loves hide and seek. Hide and seek is a good game.
I'm
always trying to get my friends to play it. They're like, nah, let's play something else. Did you have a favorite holiday, or was there some special celebration that you did with your family?
We did not celebrate a lot of holidays, but probably I think Christmas was right up there at the top, which is typical of most children. I think I know somebody that's going to be 9 really soon that enjoys Christmas.
Yes.
Anybody you know?
Oh, who knows? So, when you were a child, did your parents read you bedtime stories? And if so, what was one of them? Or just a story you enjoyed?
My parents probably didn't read me as many bedtime stories as a lot of parents today do, because we didn't have as many books at home as most children today do. But one of my favorite stories was The Three Little Pigs and the Big Bad Wolf.
It's a classic.
It is.
Who doesn't know of The Three Little Pigs?
You may not be aware, but there's a new version out of The Three Little Pigs and the Big Bad Wolf. If you've not read that, I just happen to have a copy you probably would like to read. It's the, quote, true story of the Big Bad Wolf. Well, he's not a bad wolf at all.
So, did you have any friends that you really liked to play with when you were a child? Or as you were growing up?
Growing up on a farm, you are limited as to how many people are there. And I had one sister that's 3 years older than me, so I suppose probably I spent most of my childhood playing with her when we were at home. But at school, of course, I had close friends and looked forward to recess.
Yeah. I have a lot more friends because I live.
You live
in
where there are lots of other children.
Lots of other children. So, being a child, what did you do to entertain you and have fun?
Well, you're going to love this. Part of my entertainment was working in the garden. Part of my entertainment was learning to iron. And things like that maybe don't really come under the heading of entertainment, but they occupy a lot of time. And my absolute best times were spent with my animal friends.
Yes. That's pretty much all I do anymore. I just go outside. Animal friends. What kind of animal friends did you have?
We usually had at least one dog. Sometimes we'd have two dogs. But my favorites were cats. And we had a multitude of cats because farm cats tend to have litters of kittens more frequently than maybe your pet cat here in Kansas City does. And we had a number of kittens and cats at one time, and I would usually dress them up in my doll clothes and push them around in a baby buggy. And they were very tolerant as long as you were careful with them. However, one time I remember having one of my cats dressed up in doll clothes with the bonnet and the whole thing and a little dress on it, and I left it in the buggy while I went in to have lunch. The cat was not in the buggy when I came back out, and the doll clothes were kind of scattered on the ground, but the cat was happy and didn't mind being dressed up again, but just didn't want to be left dressed up.
Yes, my dog doesn't like being dressed up at all. She'll do it for like 3 seconds, but it's just like, no.
I think I've seen you put jewelry on your dog before, and she's really tolerant of that. She doesn't mind as long as you don't hurt her and do it in a nice sort of way.
As other dogs, she's very patient more than other dogs. So, did you have a role model or anyone you really looked up to?
As I got older, I think that's when you become more aware of role models. I was still in elementary school, but I think definitely my teachers were my role models, which is probably one of the reasons I chose teaching as a field of interest.
Yes. Yeah. So, if you had to do everything over again, start from being born, how would you do anything different, or would you keep it the way it was?
Given total choice with hindsight, which of course one doesn't have, but I think today I would maybe prefer growing up in at least a city environment, large town environment, where you have a few more choices, things that you can do and people that you can be with.
It's definitely a different lifestyle and way of growing up.
It is.
So, thank you, Joe. This is the conclusion of August 4th, 2014 interview with Joan Newsom. The interviewer was me, Aurelia Rose Power. Thank you for listening.